Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
For those that don't know, Doc, you are the son of a physician who used to, in the day, deliver medicine. You know, when docs did house calls, and you really say that was the impetus for what ended up being your mission in life, is to serve those who are in greatest need. And on a morning when we're in the teens, we think of those who are outside and homeless. Tell us about the population here in Pittsburgh and how what you do as street medicine is spread around the world.
Well, sure. Operation Safety Net is part of the Pittsburgh Mercy Health System. We have been going out on the streets, under bridges and such, since 92. The people that are out there, it's obviously a really difficult place to be. And in my experience, no one really wants to be out there. They may not know how to navigate their way off at the moment. There's a lot of issues that have to do with a lot of trauma in their past, a lot of issues that they haven't been able to work through, addictions and things, but they're just precious human beings, and this time of year particularly, it's really, really rough for them. So we do have a winter shelter that we run. We have teams that go out. There's other agencies in the city we coordinate with, but it's just sort of an all-hands-on-deck this time of year.
What about those, and we know the people who fear the homeless, who may encounter them on the street and kind of look away and don't really make that human contact? You taught me that it's just as important to look somebody in the eye and say hello, how are you, what's your name?
Right. And I understand it can be uncomfortable for people because folks are right at the edge there. And that's true since biblical times. It's difficult to know, you know, how to relate to someone who's in those circumstances. But the human part of it is exactly what you say, is just acknowledging that that person in front of you is a human being and worthy of just being seen that way. I think that goes a long way. If you feel inclined to help someone with a buck or so, that's okay. If you don't, I don't think it's going to change, you know, things, you know, drastically either. So maybe take that burden off yourself and just look at the person and you know, acknowledge them.
A simple sometimes hello.
Just acknowledge me.
And again, you kind of taught me that, because some people say, well, don't give them money. They're just going to spend it on drugs or alcohol. Kind of a cold way of looking at it. But you're right. If you don't want to, then just acknowledging sometimes somebody. I once asked a guy, I said, what's your name? And he said, Bill. And it just so happened that I happened to see him again some weeks later. And it, fortunately for me, I remembered his name. And I said, hey, Bill, walking by. And his face lit up like a Christmas tree simply because I remembered his name.
And when we get people into housing, we've housed probably over 2,000 people. A lot of times they look back and they say it was just that moment when you guys or someone else just saw me and showed me that I was still worth something. But there was a woman that said they loved me until I could love myself. But I do think those little acts of kindness, they actually are big things.
So I wanted to talk with you a little bit, Dr. Jim. I saw in the news that the mayor has been able to collect some money, both from private and nonprofit sectors, to be able to build a homeless shelter. And I was just curious if this is going to be able to be helpful and impact the work that you're doing.
We're very hopeful. Right now, it's still in the early phases, putting together some incredible collaborations. Can't really get into the details about all of that, but there has been in most cities, you know, a need for some kind of an ongoing place for people to who maybe aren't quite ready for the restrictions of other shelters and things like that, much like we run the winter shelter, to go and to just receive the services and the support that they need. And so we're really hopeful about it. And the mayor deserves a lot of credit for spearheading this.
How can we help you today? How can somebody listening help you in the team that you have that goes out and administers to our homeless and marginalized citizens?
Yeah, that would be fantastic. First of all, I always like to say just exactly what you said, Larry, which was try not to dehumanize the people around you, because that feeds into stuff that doesn't get us anywhere good. So, you know, that's probably number one. After that, our program, Pittsburgh Mercy's Operation Safety Net, always needs donations. We're at the website pittsburghmercy.org, and our phone number is 412-232-5739. On a immediate basis, sort of, I always say men's White Sox sizes 6 to 12. And some degree of large coats and such, sleeping bags would be helpful as well.
And where would we take those?
Those can be brought to Wellspring, I think, 903 Watson Street, or to our Southside office at 249 South 9th Street, Building 4.
Well, Doc, as always, we appreciate your time, and really, you have been an extraordinary gift to this region and so many places around the world. I joke to people, I met a guy who met a saint when you met Mother Teresa in Calcutta years ago, and appreciate all you do on those that can't speak up for themselves. So thank you.
Right. Thanks, Pittsburgh, for just being an incredible place of kindness and warmth, and it's great to work here.
Pittsburgh Operation Safety Net. Dr. Jim Withers on the cover of Sensi Pittsburgh. Read all about him. The doctor is out amongst those who need him most. Thanks, Doc.
We appreciate you, Doc. Thank you.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.